Welcome back to Here's What I Don't Mini Get. I am your grill master in chief, Tab Burt, and with me today, as always, the vice president of Spatula City, Tim the Handlebreaker.
How you doing?
Spatula City, they sell spatulas.
And that's all.
We are back at my apartment. We're going to record a bunch of bonus shit right here and now, and then go to bed.
Yeah.
I mean, probably. That's what's going to end up happening. I grilled us up some shish kebabs without the bobs, as I call it.
Yeah.
Which is just like peppers, onions, sausage, potatoes. Uh-huh. Throw them on the grill.
Good stuff, man.
It was pretty good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, the grill's really working out for you.
Huh? It really is. I feel like it's a commitment that I've made, and I'm just going to stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got two steaks in the fridge right now. One in a marinade, one in a dry rub.
Yep.
I've got a chicken in a marinade, and I've got a ham steak that I'm going to smoke. I'm going to cook on the grill, but with the smoker box filled with maple.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be great. I think I might buy some pineapple.
Oh, that goes good. It goes
set
good
that on top of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. I know people don't like pineapple on pizza, but was it Hawaiian pizza?
It's pretty
badass.
Pretty good.
With the girl that I dated that was a vegetarian, we'd often get a pizza that was all pineapple and half Canadian bacon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then that way you just buy one pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, and basil. We get basil on it, too.
No, I mean, come on. That goes good on any pizza,
pretty much. Anything at all.
That, too.
Yeah. So, have you been since the last regular episode recorded, like, 2 days ago?
Yeah. I've been good. I finally finished season 5 of Next Generation, so we'll be doing a What's Wrong with Space.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Real doozy. I will say one of those episodes in that season did make me cry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because you a bitch.
Yeah.
I spent 20 minutes today total on the phone with telemarketers over the course of mostly two calls.
Uh-huh.
I was on the phone with a guy for 16 minutes today. I don't know how I'm going to play that on the episode.
Yeah,
this last episode was 2 hours and 20 minutes almost.
Was it really?
Yeah, man. It's the longest episode we've ever recorded.
it felt like a long one, but not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way, yeah. The other thing is when the episodes get 2 hours and above, I have to compress them more because
the file size limit.
Patreon limits you to 200 and the website only limits you to 150 or 160.
Yeah.
It's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So sometimes when they're like just at 2 hours, the Patreon one is a higher bit rate than the, or not a bit rate.
Bit rate
than the website. So if you're not listening on the Patreon feed, which you are, because that's how you got this episode, you're getting inferior quality audio the longer the episodes go.
Yep.
But anyway, we're here to talk about some mini issues.
Yes.
Some of them grains of sand that are in your shoes.
Uh-huh.
And Tim, I'm tired of you bringing in single grains of sand into my house and hiding them in my shoes. So what's your first mini issue this month?
Here's what I don't mini get. Ripping your pants.
Oh, yeah.
This one's a hot sclusy. Because it happened not 10 minutes ago to me.
Okay, so when you say ripping your pants, do you mean all pants rips or only specific pants rips?
I mean, the only time a pant would rip, and I wouldn't really care, is if I wasn't wearing them.
Okay, but what about, so, because to me, a knee blowout, that sucks, but it's like, eh. Because you can easily sew that up, throw a patch on there, you look cool as shit.
You look like a hobo.
Yeah, that's the way they sell clothes now.
I know.
It's awful, but you can patch that up. I remember I had several pairs of pants in high school that I blew the knee out of, and so I just wrapped the leg in Gorilla tape, and it looked cool.
Anytime I've had a knee blowout, I don't like a knee blowout.
See, I don't mind the knee blowout as much.
Yeah.
It used to happen to me a lot more because I wore pants that were too long.
Yeah,
because I was an idiot teenager, and so they would get like hooked under my heel or whatever. And then
start to fray.
And now I wear shorter pants and I do the thing that old men do when they squat, you know, where you kind of grab your pants and you yank them up a little bit into your crotch.
I think that's what got me this time.
You didn't do that. You got to do that. Yeah. You got to do that old man move.
We were setting up for the episode, and
you see it a lot in golf. If you want to like watch and practice, watch along with them. They do the little yank.
Yeah, but then you have to watch golf.
Sacrifices must be made, Tim. Yep. For the greater good.
Yeah, we were setting up for the episode, and Tab accidentally knocked over my glass of water that was mostly empty, and so
you didn't even really have to clean it up. I was really shocked you were even bothering.
Well, it was over here in my area where like I would have rusted my foot.
Okay.
So I didn't want that going on. So I went to go grab some paper towels and clean it up. And as soon as I did, I was, that's a rip right in the crotchal area.
Yeah.
Which is an unfortunate rip.
Yeah.
Luckily, I wasn't going commando today.
Yeah.
Not that I ever do, because...
That's gross.
That's gross.
The last time I ripped my pants was when we went to see Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And I blew out the crotch in like basically the same way. But what was more annoying was the fabric that those pants are made out of are the, quote, ripstop fabric, non-rip.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is why I bought them, because I had the regular fabric tear on several pairs of pants. And I was like, well, these are ripstop.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'll be safe.
Yeah. See, I didn't see that happen, because when we saw Captain Marvel... For some reason, we sat like really far away from each other. You sat like on the end of like in the back of the theater, and I sat in like the middle. And then like you came out and your pants were ripped, and I was like, "Oh man, I don't know what happened during the movie there." You really enjoyed Brie Larson's performance.
Her breasticles, all of her own stunts that she performed, got me rock hard. I've had you know, like pants blowout at work.
Yeah,
I had a pair of khaki pants with the whole ass the whole way around the crotch just like completely exploded, and I'm just
like a pair of chaps.
What the fuck am I supposed to do now? I ended up going to the bathroom with a roll of gaff tape and gaff taping the whole pair of pants back together so I can make it through the night.
Wow,
it was very embarrassing.
Yikes. Yeah, I mean, especially at you got to keep a backup. You have to have a backup.
Oh yeah, nowadays I have a full set of clothes in my trunk and my desk.
Yeah,
all the time.
It's the stuff that like, it's like your backup stuff, right? I usually don't normally wear this unless it's like the last thing I have, which is good for a backup.
Yeah, they're pants that I like. But they're pants that are impractical for work.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to wear them every day. And they're not really practical. They're not really practical for work. And they're also not really practical for play. So they're kind of in this weird middle zone where I could go either way. But instead, I've got them saved. They're my emergency pants. And then I have my backup pants, which is what I packed into my emergency go bag when we were at risk of flooding.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad I didn't have to wear those, because I don't think I'm gonna just throw them away.
Yeah, the ones that every time you look at them, you're like, I really should just throw these away. I never wear them. They're kind of ugly. I don't know why I have them. Why I got them in the first place. They look fine at first glance, and then you own them and you hate it.
Yeah. I think I got a shirt that's gonna be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show it to you after the show, because it's top secret.
But, you know, these are also a pair of shorts, so I think that just means, like, it's the world just telling you, hey, it's summer now, you need some more shorts.
Yeah, it probably is. You want to stop at the Goodwill on the way home?
Yeah.
This is probably the best way for this to happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we've been friends a long time.
Yep.
Like, it's really not that big a deal.
I'm also wearing shorts under these shorts, so...
And we're, you know, there's a table.
Even if it matters, yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. But, like, being out somewhere, like, if you were at, like, the store, Walmart, like, if you're at Walmart shopping, or the mall, or wherever you would be, say, similar situation, you know, something falls out of your pocket, you knock something off the shelf, you just gotta go home. You just gotta, I gotta go, right, bye. Not buying anything, just leave all that, set it on the floor, and just walk out of the store with your hands above your head, and walk right to the car and go home.
No one's gonna, I mean, to be honest, like, no one's going to remember you, but...
You'll remember that moment forever.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a blowout in public. Well, because it happened before we started recording. I blew out my favorite pair of jeans years ago when we were at this... we were working this... It was a party, a retirement party?
Yeah, it was
party.
Like a private party at some venue.
Yeah, and, you know, we were doing the lighting for the band.
Mm-hmm.
And... and helping him set up and all that stuff. And I remember when they ripped, I didn't notice. But then looking back on it, I was like, oh, that's when they ripped. Because I totally stepped up way too far with one leg on those risers that are
inches high. And yeah. No 8 inch step in between. Yep. Yeah. That's right. You got to pull up on, do the crotch pull on those moves too. Yeah.
And so like I'm sitting at the console, we're doing the lighting and I'm like, man, we're inside, but there's a breeze in here.
This building has a real good dick breeze.
And then I look down, like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, I was like in the back, you know, no one paying attention to you.
Yeah, that happened to me. Same band, same similar situation. Yeah. Except my pants got caught on the little handle on one of the coffin locks. And there's not coffin locks. What are those? I don't remember. Anyway, it was sticking out, and I caught my pants and just like ripped the whole leg off. And I was I tried to tape it back up, but I didn't have any good gaff tape. So it just immediately it stayed put for about a minute. Yeah, and then it just immediately, it was outdoors. It was by a pool. It was humid. It was just, there was no save me. So I just spent the rest of the night looking at my bare leg.
You should have just cut off the other leg. Made a pair of shorts.
It wasn't cut off. It was like the line was straight down. It was straight down the center of my leg and then wrapped around.
Ooh.
But the seams were all still just fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Huh. That's odd.
Yeah, it was a very specific blowout. Yeah. The other one I hate is I don't do this anymore. On my wrenches, I had safety, so they'd be on a carabiner, and then I'd have a long safety that attached to the rope, so I could clip the carabiner to my belt loop and still hold the wrench in my hand. But if I'm up above somebody and I drop it,
it's still on the carabiner.
It catches on the rope. Well, I kept catching safeties on the arms of chairs in the audience as I would walk from front of house to somewhere else
and
rip the belt loops right off my fucking pants. And I had, for a while, I had several pairs of pants that just like the belt loops on either side on your absolute sides completely ripped out because they kept getting caught. So I cut the safeties off of all of my wrenches. And now whenever I'm working overhead, I wear one of those paracord bracelets
on the wrist,
and I carabiner off to that, and then the wrench is in my hand, which is even better, because then when I drop it, it just swings out of my hand, no problem. And then I take it from that, unhook it, and hook it back to my belt, but that's not going to catch because it's right there against my pocket.
Yeah, that happens with pockets all the time for me.
Yep.
Getting caught on a chair
or a doorknob or something.
Doorknobs, yeah. Doorknobs.
Those doorknobs that, instead of being a knob, it's like a handle that goes out. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have any more on the...
That's about it.
Well, speaking of blowing out pants with erections, here's what I don't get. Strip clubs. Uh-huh.
What a good segue.
Thank you. I wrote that.
Really? I hear that other people on other podcasts have people write bits for them.
Yeah, but not this one. We do it all ourselves. Yeah, that's what the writer over there just told me to say.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so we were in Vegas. I was in Vegas this past weekend, and we went to the Spearmint Rhino, which is a very famous strip club.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't get them. I don't understand.
It's weird.
The fantasy of having a girl who's far too attractive to give you the time of day come up to you and touch you, sometimes in inappropriate ways. Like a chick full on put her hand on my dick.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's uncomfortable. That's very forward of you.
Like not even for like a regular person, but you also specifically don't like to be touched.
I really hate being touched. I can turn that off.
Yeah.
It's like a potentiometer. I can close that valve for a while and lock it off. But eventually the pressure just rises and rises and rises. I was like, all right, I gotta go back to no touching.
Yeah.
So like during shows, I'm able to turn it off for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And so I turned it off long enough to go to the strip club. I didn't realize I needed to keep it off while I was at the strip club because I didn't know. I thought, you know, you were just like, hey, come over here.
Yeah,
do a thing. Do a dance, bitch. Woman. But no, they just like, they come up to you. They're just like, they're just touching you. They're like, they're giving you, they come up like this. I'm going over 10 minutes. Yeah. Like, hey, what's your name? Like rubbing your shoulder and shit.
No.
The one chick, I'm sitting like this, right?
Yeah. Okay, so
my leg over crossed the knee. over the knee. I'm sitting there, and she comes up. I think it was like this one specifically.
Okay,
she comes up, takes her hand, and goes like, hey, puts her hand here on my knee, and then goes like she's checking my inseam as a tailor.
Yeah.
how are you doing tonight or something like that? And I was like, I'm really okay, thank you.
I'm not.
If you could stop doing that. And it's not like a, oh God, I'm cheating on a girl thing. It's just I don't like touching, and I don't understand the fantasy of this clearly manufactured like discussion with people. Maybe that falls into a male fantasy for a lot of other people, but my male fantasy is firing the grill up to like 1,000 degrees and cooking the steak instantaneously, even though that's not the way that would work.
Yeah.
But like, that's my male fantasy, is being here in my castle all by myself, cooking an amazing dinner and then sitting down and eating it alone.
Yeah.
And I realize that's somewhat probably psychotic and not good for my mental health, but that's just, I mean, I'm very introverted.
Yeah.
I like to spend time alone. I like to not be touched. That's really a lot of it, is I just don't like to be touched. I was at the point where if one more person came up to me and said, hi, I'm name, and then I had to say, I'm Tab, like the soda. Uh-huh. Where are you from? Tulsa. Oh, Oklahoma. Yeah. Can I interest you in a, no, I'm all right, thank you. I was about to just start stabbing people.
It's a weird thing, man.
I don't know. It seems like I'm gonna pull out one of your old favorites.
Uh-huh.
It seems like something that has been kept around because of old people.
Because of murder. No, old people.
No, it's. I think a lot of it is because of old people.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. My dad has never talked about it. We went to Hooters once, right? For my cousin's birthday.
Yeah.
I think I've told the story. Went to Hooters, didn't really have any interest in the girls.
No.
All we had interest in was watching the Barrett Jackson auto auction.
Yeah.
There was on the TV behind us, and the woman comes over in her scantily clad self and was like, can I get you guys anything? And we're like, can you put what's on this TV behind us on this TV in front of us? So we don't look like we're obviously not wanting to be here with all of my stepmom's family. And so, and she did it, which we were very appreciative of, because then we just sat there and watched the TV. So, but I definitely think there's like, it's this generational thing of, oh, you turn 18, like, oh, we're going to the strip club. Because like, I remember friends of ours, they were upperclassmen.
Yeah.
And they would talk about that's what they were going to, I worked at the barbecue restaurant, that's what they were going to do after work, was they were going to go over, because they could get in there. They just couldn't drink, but it was something to do.
Yeah. I had friends that were in our year that would totally, they talked about that all the time.
It's like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
One of the guy, Matt Fuckface.
Uh-huh.
That's his name.
Yeah.
One of the virgins in the virgin contest.
Uh-huh.
We go to there. We're at an after party, and a midget stripper was supposed to come.
Okay.
And she did not.
Oh.
She took the deposit and ran because she's got little hands and little eyes, and all she tells is big fat lies, because that song Short People by Randy Newman is absolutely about short people and not about metaphorically short people. It's about physically short people. Anyway, so they're like, well, we're gonna go to the Spearmint Rhino, and he comes up to me, and I'm just sitting there. I'm sitting like Jesus at the Last Supper. I'm right in the center of this really long table for some reason, and everybody around me is kind of talking to each other, and I'm just sitting, just kind of all the way laid back. It's a wider chair. My arms are out, and I'm just people watching.
Yeah,
I'm there.
Yeah.
And Matt Fuckface comes up. He's like, hey man, like I'm really nervous about like what do you think? Should because my first time is gonna be paid for.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what do you think? And I was like, well, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. I mean, that's pretty much my basic advice for everything.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about going to get a prostitute because he's in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like.
No, he was talking about the first time he saw boobs being, he would have to pay for them. It's like, well, you don't even have to pay for them.
Just sit there.
The only thing I paid for while I was there was I bought a drink that was way too expensive.
Yeah.
And I gave one stripper $1 because she talked to me for far too long.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was rude. And she just sat on the arm of the chair and then draped herself over me. And my arm is now like this, almost back behind me.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, I don't be hashtag me too'd. All it takes is one photo and bam, you're fired.
Yep.
So And also, I don't like touching people who've clearly been touched like by weird people all night.
Yeah.
It's like, I just kind of feel, that's the other reason why on my last day in Vegas, I wore my my button-down shirt with cufflinks and my suit jacket while I was walking around in the incredible Vegas heat. Uh-huh. So I kind of walked the stripper smell out of it. I don't get them. I don't get them, man.
Me either.
It doesn't appeal to my like basic fantasies. Now, if I'm dating a girl and she's dressed like that, I am all for it. If we're at home, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. But
going somewhere with a lot of other men, or, you know, if they have male strip clubs.
Well, yeah, and sometimes women will go. Hold on. Oh, there it goes. It went away.
It's a weird thing. It's a weirdly public thing.
It's also really weird to watch, like, these old guys. Like, this girl is, like, 18, maybe. Early 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's...
Like, young for you.
Yeah, young for me. And there's a guy who's clearly, like, my dad's age.
Yeah.
Or right about. And, you know, she's, like, grinding on him. Yeah. And he's got his hands all over. And I'm just like, you are a bad person.
Yeah. I think the main, it's like their main, we call it the main people that go there, I'm assuming, are older married dudes.
Yeah. I mean,
there's the young guys out having fun, right?
Yeah.
But I want to say, if you're at any strip club,
mm-hmm.
at least 50% of the people
will be older and probably married.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing I want to say, just to be on the record. I don't think we shouldn't have them.
Oh, no.
And I don't think you should, like, I think women more so, but, like, you'll get it from, like, really fundamentalist religious guys who think that a woman shouldn't be allowed to be a stripper or a prostitute for whatever reason.
No, if that's what she wants to do. If that's
what she wants to do,
let her
I'm
do
all
it.
For it. Now, if she's, like, been sold into sex slavery, that's a totally different thing. Yeah, yeah.
And also, like, the strip clubs are kind of being replaced these days.
Oh, yeah, by?
Cam girls.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, because you can just go on the internet and watch a girl strip. I mean, you can't touch her.
No, yeah, but you can, like, tell her to do stuff, and she'll say your name and do it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem. Like, I can never find any videos where someone has already paid to use my name. It's costing me a fortune. I've been thinking about having my name legally changed.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's my don't get. I don't get them.
Me either. It's weird.
Not, I don't know. For a while, I thought maybe I was gay. While I was in the Spearman Rhino, I was like, am I gay?
it's like they're usually dirty, right? No, like, unless it's like the most like pristine of them all, they're usually dingy.
Yeah, right? The other problem that I have is, like, I can't tell which women there are the strippers and which women are the waitresses.
Uh-huh.
So the first time I went, it was in Portland. It was right after I had that panic attack.
Oh,
and all
yeah.
I wanted was this very simple thing. I wanted some water.
Yeah.
I really wanted some water. And I think at one point I got so frustrated that I grabbed a guy by the shirt and yanked him real close to me. I said, get me a fucking water now.
Yeah.
And then I just put $5 in his hand.
Yeah.
And a little while later, there was water in my hand. And that was all I really wanted.
Nice.
So, you know, that's... Those are my two strip club stories.
Yeah,
yeah. That the first time it was, I mean, I was in absolute agony because on top of like coming out of a panic attack mm-hmm. and then people are coming up and touching me and being like, you want to mm-hmm. go hang out? No, I want to go home. And I don't mean the Airbnb. Like, I would really prefer to just go all the way home.
Yeah,
at this very moment in time.
Yeah,
yeah. So anyway, that brings us to the middle of our episode, which means it's time to say thank you to all of our patrons who supported us this month. Sorry we didn't get one of these done last month. Last month was fucking crazy.
It was crazy.
So we're bringing in the really hard-hitting issues.
Yeah.
The real pants-ripping issues this episode. But yeah, thank you to everybody. I hope you got a shirt last month during the promotion.
Yep.
There's a hat promotion going on right now.
That's right.
Fred Rush, $2 off your hat. That's for everybody, not just patrons. But I mean, you can do it too. And then you have a cool hat. A helicopter combat approved hat.
Combat ready.
Combat ready.
If you go into a helicopter, it will not fall off your head.
No.
Now, we don't know if the helicopter did a loop-de-loop.
I don't think helicopters are able to do loop-de-loops.
They can.
I don't think they can.
Yeah, they can. I've seen it in a video game. Believe me.
Yeah, and then you can jump out of your helicopter, shoot another helicopter with a bazooka, and land back on your helicopter and get back in and fly away.
That's right.
Yeah. I forgot that from my special forces training.
It's called a rendezook. And that's the actual...
That is the actual name of that, that maneuver.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody's ever tried that in real life.
I hope not.
There's millions of dollars being spent in the DOD trying to figure out if they can do a rendezvous in real life. Like, sir, we crashed another F-18. Did he complete the rendezvous? Yeah. He did not. Here's $1 billion for another one.
They can't even get the starburst maneuver right in Star Trek, and that's in the 2300s.
Oh, the
Vulcarian starburst,
something like that. I'll think of it later.
Yeah, they can't even do that, and that seemed pretty easy.
I was so in the last episode,
compared to getting out of a moving air vehicle, having it do a loop de loop on its own, and then getting back into it.
It's not the maneuver that's difficult; it's the speed you have to hit to outrun your plasma discharge.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens, and also you have to keep it steady while this mm-hmm. fire inferno is bursting behind you.
Yeah.
In the last episode of season 6 of Letterkenny, they're talking about space stuff.
Yeah.
And they talk about a bunch of Star Trek ship, and one of them is the Jaeger loop, which is the uh-huh. maneuver they complete
the first
prior
one.
To doing the Colvord starburst.
Colvord. Yeah, that's what it was. Colvord. It's not mine.
Hello. Hello. That's a bummer. I better get one live.
I almost had a live one, man.
Culvert Starburst. I told you I'd figure it out in a second. Anyway, Tim, what's your second mini issue this month?
Here's what I don't get. These YouTube videos that are like, here's all the ways you can cook a potato or cook an egg.
you know where you can't cook an egg, Tim?
Where?
On the regular grill of your grill.
No, you can't.
I used grill mats this afternoon to cook our meal, and it was, and on the thing it said, like, you can use this for wet foods like pancakes or eggs. Like, I can't you make pancakes on my regular grill?
Hey, kids, it's Sunday morning. We're having pancakes for breakfast, but they're going to be 1/4 inch wide and 10 inches long each.
It's a lot more like a waffle if you made holes all the way through.
Yeah, it's going to look a little bit like spaghetti.
Spaghetti pancakes.
Yeah.
Anyway, the 10 million ways to cook a thing.
Yeah. So I had seen a couple of these before, and then I clicked on one and I watched the potato one. It was like,
yeah.
All the ways, which by the way, it's not all. It's like 50 ways you can cook a potato.
Crinkle, tater tot, curly.
Uh-huh. They didn't
potato
do
cake.
Didn't do curly fries.
Sons of bitches.
Didn't do potato. Well,
shoestring.
They did multiple versions of fries.
Pub steak.
Uh-huh.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's a whole one of its own. Am I missing any? I don't think so. I think I've
waffle.
Waffle. Thank you. Yeah. Waffle. That's 9 different types of fries. That's most of the video.
Yeah. My problem with these videos is that I watched that one all the way through. And the thing is, like, it's not like which one is the most flavorful. It's like which they're trying out the method of actually cooking the potato, right? And so it's like in the oven, right?
Uh-huh.
They did a dishwasher one. Like, you can do a dishwasher steak, you know?
No.
You put a steak in, like, a sous vide bag, put it in your dishwasher for a whole cycle, comes out medium rare, and then you sear it.
Makes me want to vomit.
Yeah.
Just think about all the gross shit that's inside your washing machine, dishwasher.
But your steak is protected by a plastic bag.
But is it?
Yeah.
I mean...
If
you vacuum sealed it, maybe. Maybe, maybe I could maybe. See it. I'm not going to risk it, man. I've got this beautiful grill where I can throw it in the dishwasher, which is literally what I use to clean the shit off of plates that I don't eat.
Yeah. So my problem with his videos is like, it's not like I've seen videos where like this guy makes like 47 different kinds of pasta, mm-hmm. but he's like a pasta expert and he's actually making 47 separate instances of pasta.
How many really though?
There's a lot. Believe me.
Macaroni.
There's a lot.
Spaghetti.
Even
Angel Hair is just spaghetti again.
Yeah, I know that.
A tarantella, just a flat wide spaghetti.
Yeah, but
lo mein, flat wide spaghetti.
But see, the one on this one is like, it's supposed
a
to be like...
A ravioli is just a spaghetti, but made square and sealed together with another spaghetti and some shit inside.
It's pocket lasagna.
It is pocket lasagna. It's the original pizza roll.
Yeah. The problem with these ones is like half the options are like the dishwasher potato. Like, it's not going to be good. They're just doing it for... to pad out the video and for like views, like, oh, isn't that kooky?
I would much rather have like 50 recipes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but then that would be way too long of a video.
Cause then like he puts it in the dishwasher and is like, man, this it didn't turn out great.
Tastes
but
just like Cascade.
No, he'd be like, this didn't turn out great, but with a lot of butter and salt on it, it'd be all right.
Just like everything,
yeah. Buddy. And then they did a weird one where like they put it on a prong, like they did like a
rotisserie?
No, well, they did a rotisserie, but like it's like the experiment you do to like light up a light bulb when you're a kid.
Uh-huh.
They did that
to cook the potato.
Yeah, and guess what?
Doesn't cook it.
Doesn't cook a potato, you dumbass.
You gotta put heat in there.
Yeah,
there's got to be an element of heat. Now I can understand it if you like plug the prongs in the potato, right, and to light up the light bulb, and then you place the potato above the light bulb to cook the potato.
Not even that.
That'd be kind of cool if you had like a field of potatoes to power a bunch of lights. Mm-hmm.
It's like he cuts it, they do it right, and then he cuts it open in half, and wow, there's like a burnt prong mark in there. That's like, what did you think it was
gonna? I put this potato out on the sidewalk all day on a hot day. Is it cooked? No.
They cubed a potato, put it in a makeshift foil bag, put it on a car engine.
Yeah, did that.
And let it get kind of.
We used to make
hobo. But like, who's actually going to do that?
Yeah, we used to make hobo dinners when I was at summer camp. Uh-huh. And you take foil and you take diced potatoes and some like diced steak and onion and bell pepper. Basically what we had tonight, except with steak instead of sausage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'd season the fuck out of it and you wrap it up in foil and then you just throw it into the campfire. And you let it sit for a while.
They did that with the potato. And they also did the dumbest thing I've ever seen, which is the same thing. Like a whole potato, no foil.
That just caught on fire.
Directly on, they had a big old wood.
Yeah.
They had a campfire and it was a big old log near the top.
They set it on the top of that.
Yeah.
And then that log shifted and dumped it into the coals.
No, but guess what happened? It cooked the potato fully.
And then some.
And the complete, so here's, this is the, oh man, I'd like to pull a video, but I'm not going to.
Did they microwave it?
No, they took it off the fire, and then there's a close-up cam for every, like, they cut, like, when they cut open a whole potato, right?
Yeah.
He cuts open the whole potato, like, in half, and then starts eating it without, like.
Doing anything to it?
Without doing anything to the outside of the potato. The outside of the potato is charred, it's gray, it's not even black anymore.
Oh.
It's charcoal gray.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff is just sort of like
in all the food he eats.
Yes.
Well, that's part of cooking with campfire. You just got to deal with it.
God.
That's why I don't like charcoal.
Really?
Yeah. Because you'll get ash from charcoal too. Man, I've got some corn. I've got a corn cob.
Yeah.
In the husk. Oh, man, I'm gonna grill some corn. Sorry, I just started thinking about food again. I'm gonna grill that corn on the fucking grill tomorrow. Yeah. It's gonna be so good. And then you know what I'm gonna do?
Slice it off the cob.
Slice it right off the cob.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mexican street corn, man. Best Mexican street corn I've ever had.
Yeah.
Off the cob.
Oh yeah. There
in
was,
a bowl.
Where was it? Was it here in town?
It was in Bixby.
Okay, there was somewhere I went in town where they did Mexican street corn in a bowl, and I was like, yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yep.
Anyway, so he didn't microwave the potato? Because that's like a number one way to cook a potato.
He did. He's like, I really don't want to do this. I'm hoity-toity about this. And then, like, put it in there. He's like, yeah, it's cooked, I guess. Well, then job fucking done.
Yeah, it's cooked, I guess, but it wasn't really, really, really excessively inconvenient.
Yeah,
that's the thing about like,
he was like, but why would you, he was like, and then he did a microwave potato, and then he did like they sell like a potato sleeve. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that thing?
No,
it's like a thick thermal insulated sleeve that you put a potato in,
mm-hmm.
and it takes even less time to cook it in the microwave if you put it in that sleeve.
Okay,
because he put it in there for like 4 minutes,
yeah,
which is like half the time. Of just a potato in the microwave.
Yeah.
Potatoes usually taste like 7 minutes, 8 minutes in a microwave. This thing took 4 minutes, still cooked to completion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, why would you do this when you can just bake it?
Because then you take 55 minutes.
Just to bake it, then it takes over an hour if you include warming up your oven.
Yeah. What are you, fucking idiot?
Exactly.
I was going to say, I don't really care for baked potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, if I was going to have one, I'd throw it in the microwave every time.
Every time.
We used to make what was stuffed baked potatoes, but it was really more like a potato soup in a bowl. Now that I'm thinking about it, it was...
What?
So, my ex, what you do is you bake the potato, and then you scrape out the insides, you cut it in half and scrape out the insides, and then you'd like add a bunch of shit to it,
uh-huh.
and then you'd stuff it back inside the potato.
One half.
What?
One half of the potato.
No, you'd stuff it back inside the full shell of the potato and cook it again.
They did that in this video.
Yeah.
But it's a twice baked potato. You bake the potato.
Twice baked potato. That's
cut it in half, scoop out both halves, and then only use one half as like the dish, the bowl.
Yeah. Did they make potato skins?
I don't recall.
Yeah.
But then they made mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
With like some cheese in there.
Yeah.
And then put it in the one half and then bake that.
That's basically what we did too.
Yeah.
Except I didn't like, once it's out of the skin, I don't want the skin back. So I would throw my skin away and just put it in a bowl and then bake that bowl.
Gotcha.
It's great. Carell. You can bake that shit.
Yeah. And then I watched, and then I scrolled through the egg one they did. Like all the ways to cook an egg.
Scrambled.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You don't like your eggs other than...
No, I like them. I like them over medium.
You like over medium. Yeah, that's right.
I like an omelet.
Yeah.
But I don't like hard boiled eggs.
But they did the same like dumb ways to do an egg.
We put an egg on a skillet and put the skillet on the sidewalk on a hot day. Will it cook an egg? No.
Yeah, they did that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah.
When I was at a summer camp once and we tried to do that. We also tried to do a hot dog, like put a hot dog inside a shoebox that was wrapped with tinfoil. Yeah, it didn't cook it at all.
No. It has to be super hot.
Yeah, it has to be like really ridiculously hot.
I saw once a person did a sheet of cookies, but it took the whole day.
In the back window of their car? Yeah,
That took the whole day. Because guess what? An oven cooks at 350, not 105.
Yeah. Even in your car, like even if it's 105 outside, the inside of your car is like maybe 130.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you could do some beef jerky like that maybe.
Well, you beef jerky's better, easier done in a dehydrator.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, circulates there.
You know what I've always wanted to put in a dehydrator?
What?
A whole watermelon.
Really? Just to see how much water is actually in that thing?
Just to see how small I can get it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did dehydrated potatoes in this video.
Why?
Because they're idiots. It made raw, but you made raw potato chips. Congratulations. God.
You know, Tim the Handlebreaker, I almost said your last name.
Yeah.
Tim the Handlebreaker, watching terrible YouTube videos so you don't have to.
Yeah.
That sounds truly awful.
It is.
Yeah.
The other problem with it is that it's by a YouTube channel that I usually like their content.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Well, that's a really, really good issue. And I even though I haven't... I think I might have seen like a couple of those shorter.
Like, that's the other thing is they make these so that they can make a 30-second video on Instagram, which is the highlights of it.
Yeah. That's probably what I've seen. And, but I already hate them. So here's what I don't mini get.
Uh-huh.
Not wearing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am, wanted full disclosure, and I'm not wearing shoes right now.
Yeah.
But I am in my own home.
Mm-hmm.
And when I took off my shoes, and you're welcome for this, I put on new, fresh, clean socks.
Nice.
You know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, foot, nobody wants to smell foot odor.
No.
Now, when I'm home by myself, if I'm not cold, a lot of times I won't wear socks at night. But again, I want to stress this. I am in my own home.
Yep.
The only other place I take off my shoes is at my parents' house.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Like, every so often, I have... So, you know, I've talked about how my work schedule gets fucks me sometimes. Yeah, yeah. And I'll end up, like, working... I'll have like four. The last time I got one of these happened, I had 6 hours to kill before the end of my scheduled shift. And it's like, man, I don't have any extra time this week. So I guess I got to be here. Every so often, one of those will happen. And I will sit in my office and take my shoes off. And so that I'm, because my feet are hot. And I'm just going to cool off.
Comfortable.
But I only do it if I'm all by myself.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like, I'm not going to do it in the morning if there's going to be someone in the office in the evening. I'll do it at night when there's not going to be anybody until the next morning.
Yeah, yeah.
But man, there are some fucking people that just cannot keep their damn shoes on.
Yep.
They're walking around with like nasty ass feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one offender in my life, actors.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
When I was in college, I majored in theater, and one of the requirements of the theater is all the performance majors, they have to take tech classes, and all the tech majors have to take performance classes. Mm-hmm. So I had to take two acting classes, and in my acting two class, the first day, the professor's like, all right, everybody take off your shoes. And I'm like, can I not do that? Mm-hmm. I really, on top of, here's another layer of all the psychosis that I go through on a daily basis. Yeah. One of them is not wearing shoes, and especially not wearing shoes where there are people going to be walking on me, because I'm afraid they're going to step on my feet. And I know that's a really weird fear.
Yeah,
but I really don't want my feet stepped on. Have you ever broken a toe?
No.
Oh, it's agonizing. So that's my fear, is that like some big fat guy is just going to like stomp on my foot, or someone's going to like kick something into my foot and just break a toe. And I'm just going to be like, well, that's 8 weeks of pain. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. I really very much appreciate that. So I walked, and at the time I was wearing my smartwatch, right?
Yeah.
Smartwatch gauged my steps. I walked 2.5 miles in a room slightly smaller than one we're sitting in right now.
Yeah.
2.5 miles, Tim. Can you imagine walking 2.5 miles in this apartment?
No.
It would take a while, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like, we're just explore the space. Feel the space.
When I lived at university, I remember I did the route.
Yeah.
And my daily total walk was like 2 miles. Like from my dorm to my first class to like the lunch area, back to my dorm, back to a different building, then to a different building, then back to my dorm. Like that was 2 miles.
Yeah.
30, and you did it in a
30 by 15 room.
Yeah.
Walk in circles.
Ugh.
And then walk in circles in the other direction. Yeah. It was barefoot. Here's the reason.
I thought he said take off your shoes, not take off your shoes and socks.
Well, I know. Barefoot to me is still, you're still in socks. Okay. But shoes, we wear shoes. Like there's that trend of barefoot running, and they make those barefoot shoes so you can barefoot run. Here's the thing. We invented shoes to correct all the ways our feet don't fucking work. So, you know, at the time I was wearing arch supports and heel supports specifically, and I walked 2 miles barefoot in a room. That's the end of my day.
Yeah.
Like I can't walk anywhere else today. Everything below my hips hurts because I can wear my shoes. So then the next day, all right, everybody take off your shoes. She said it the first part of the first day. And I was like, can I not do that? And she's like, no. And second day, can everybody take off your shoes? I'm like, I really prefer not to take my shoes off. Cause the other thing is I had a yoga class right before that acting class.
Oh, okay.
So I'm already like, it was a
pretty, you're working up a sweat.
It's yoga, and it wasn't hot yoga. It was just
it wasn't hot yoga. There you go. Yeah.
And that class we had to take our shoes off, but you're doing yoga, but I didn't take my socks off. Cause if there's a fire? I want to get my shoes back on me. That's one of my big fears. A lot of the reasons why I do a lot of stuff is because what if there's a fire? Like, do you remember we moved me into my last apartment and we just like shoved a bunch of shit in the door? like the sofa. We shoved that sofa and the bed. We just shoved them in the
yeah.
front of the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just leave them. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I dropped you back off and I picked up my car again. And then I immediately went home and rearranged it so that there was a path from the bedroom to the front door that I could get from if there was a fire. So that's another reason why I don't like to not wear shoes, because I don't want to be trapped outside while my shoes burn up in a fire. That's why I have a spare pair of shoes in my desk. I'm literally talking the works. If I were to catch on fire at work, I would be fully prepared to keep on working because I would just put on a new pair of shoes.
I don't, where this has to come from somewhere.
I don't know. You know what I think it comes from? Here's what I think it comes from. In the third grade, I went to summer camp, right?
Yeah.
First night of summer camp, I'm wearing sandals and not regular shoes.
Yeah.
And someone opens a door onto my foot and tears off my big toenail.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I was just, I think from that point forward, I was like, I am never wearing open-toed shoes ever again. I hate flip-flops.
Yep.
I hate being barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to wear big, thick, hardy shoes that I can step on a nail and not going to pierce through to my foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I think that's a big part of it. I don't understand people that want to walk around barefoot. Like, we did that show that had the garbage set, and there's all these, the whole cast, the whole show, everybody is barefoot. And I'm just like, put some fucking shoes on. They make jazz shoes that you can get in the color of your skin.
Okay.
So that it looks like you're barefoot, yes. So you can do all your jumbo, hey, mambo, mambo shit on stage.
Like the first Captain America movie, America, the first Avenger.
Yeah.
The scene where right after he gets bulked up and the guy kills Dr. Erskine and everyone, and then he runs, and then Steve immediately goes to chase him.
Yeah.
And he's like bare feet running, you know, in the street. The way they did that was
they put fake feet on over his.
They put fake feet on him.
Yeah,
yeah,
like the hobbits in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he was wearing shoes that looked like pictures of his feet.
Isn't that an SNL sketch? About it's like some musician. The shoes that look like feet. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
That is definitely an SNL sketch. But actors love to not wear shoes.
Huh.
You gotta wear like we're loading out the show. We've got screws and shit everywhere. Yeah. Two separate walk. A guy walks on stage. Hey man, you can't be on stage. We're loading out now. There's debris on the. You need to be wearing shoes. So either go get shoes on, or leave forever. And he's like, he kind of acknowledges it, and then just keeps on walking. And hey,
how much of a?
He's just a fucking tool. And then the director of the show comes up. Not wearing shoes. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm pulling screws out of a thing. Just dropping them on the ground. Jump. Clinking, clinking, clinking.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the matter with you? Put on some fucking shoes. Even a pair of sandals is preferable to what you've got on, which is nothing. the people just like to not wear shoes places. I don't get it.
It's weird.
I don't get how you can just not want to wear shoes.
Yeah. Me either.
I'm trying to think of other situations like not to be because like women will wear high heels out and then they'll not want to wear them anymore,
but they won't have another pair of shoes to go.
Every so often there was a girl I went to high school with. She was a photographer. Her name started with a C.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. She came to prom, had these high-heeled shoes, and then got there and basically immediately took them off, and she had flats that matched those high-heeled shoes.
Wow, in her purse,
and
I'm smart.
Like, you're like the greatest woman on earth.
Yeah.
Because so many other people are there just fucking walking around their bare-ass feet. It's like, you're gonna get some kind of foot disease. I know you're gonna get... You can get, like, worms in your body by walking on the bare grass with no shoes in.
Yeah.
I'm also really afraid of stepping on rocks.
Yeah.
Like there are people that we have family friends, they have a big long gravel driveway, and I'm not talking about like that nice soft fine gravel, I'm talking like big
big old chunks,
chunk of rock gravel, and they just walk on that shit like man. like it's a smooth lawn, and it's like, this hurts my feet and shoes. What the fuck is the matter with you people?
I don't get it.
I
that's I mean I It is the first thing I do when I get home, though.
Take off your shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The first thing I do, no matter what, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. I usually change shoes, and then... I will sometimes change socks during the day at work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like a load-in day. Uh-huh. Sometimes you load-in day, you're 8 a.m. to like 11 p.m., so I'll, at lunch break, change socks. And I tell you what, nothing solves your day better like a new, fresh, clean pair of socks. And then we take dinner break, change socks again. 4 hours a sock, no problem.
Yeah.
I would rather wash socks all day every day than have to than be like stuck in sweaty feet for 12 hours. Yeah. But fuck, am I not going to just walk around in them outside? Like I don't even like to, like I wouldn't go check the mail in barefoot. I've got slippers around here somewhere that I put on. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got slippers now, but I used to check the mail barefoot.
You're a degenerate.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this video for you, Tim.
Okay, cool. From what you said, I don't recall it, but...
Hi, I'm mellow pop folk singer Jack Johnson. Mm-hmm. I like to keep it super casual. That's why I always go barefoot. But sometimes there are places you can't go without shoes.
Table for two, please.
I'm sorry, sir, we cannot serve you without shoes.
That's why I invented a new kind of shoe for the laid-back lifestyle. JJ Casuals.
Keep it casual.
Huh.
Whatever.
The shoes.
Keep it natural.
That look
with
like
shoes
feet.
That look like feet. Things get hectic, but don't sweat it. Keep it JJ.
Oh, the casual. High heel. That's the worst one. That's, oh, God. That is awful.
Can't dig it. Shoes that look like feet.
Oh, man.
I've told you we cannot serve you without shoes.
But he is wearing shoes.
Isn't that Bill Hader?
JJ Casuals.
Yeah.
My apologies, sir.
Yeah.
Right this way.
JJ Casuals, shoes that look like feet.
See, there's two ways that sketch could have gone. A, this one, where you're wearing shoes that look like feet.
Yeah.
Or B, you get your feet like surgically made over to look like shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Man, the high heel was terrifying.
Yeah, there was a...
Because I've seen a Photoshop of like a woman's foot.
Like, yeah, it's one of the first results under shoes that look like feet.
Yeah. It's horrifying.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
They'll look deep into your soul with this fucker.
Cover them up, people. Cover them up for my cover them up for my safety, for your safety. And for the general safety of everyone's noses.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Because if one person is going barefoot, it might not be noticeable.
No.
Depending on, you know, how well taken care of they are. But if you got 5-6 people going barefoot, the compound foot stink is gonna get you.
It's gonna kill somebody.
Yeah.
It's gonna kill somebody. Well, that's my issue. People not wearing shoes. Just don't, man. Yeah. Just don't. I don't understand how you can enjoy that.
Me either.
Well, that makes two of us.
Yeah.
Well, this has been Here's What I Don't Mini Get. We thank everybody for supporting the show this
month.
We do. And we'll catch you next month.
See
you. We'll be catching, hopefully, you know, anybody who's above $1, we'll be catching you on this slew of things that are coming out. You know, we've got a movie commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like that's going to be Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. we've got the What's Wrong with Space, the E3 episode, Here's Why I Don't Game, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And what's the other one? I think we have one more. I guess this is the one more.
Yeah.
There you go. And I'm probably going to go see Endgame again for the re-release and get my poster and take my notes and record that episode finally.
Help Disney beat Disney.
Help Disney beat Fox.
No, Disney.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's really about beating James Cameron and reminding him the only good movie he's ever made was Terminator 2.
What's the one he made before Titanic? No one's
Terminator
all right.
2.
Before that.
Terminator?
The Abyss.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. It was all right.
I'm not interested in water penis monsters.
Why not?
I don't know.